May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 642. Once more, dear God of grace, thy earthly courts we tread. We come to see thy face and banquet with our head. We long, we faint, we pant for thee, and hope that with us thou wilt be. 642.
Read together from the Word of God, from the Gospel according to Luke and chapter 22. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, commence to read at verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and script and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now, he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Arise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the twelve, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief of priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with sword and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But A certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also one of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow was also with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, "Prophesy, who is it that smote thee?" And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, "Art thou the Christ? Tell us." And he said unto them, "If I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." Then said they all, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And he said unto them, "Ye say that I am." And they said, "What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth." May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy kindness and mercy and thy goodness that enables us to come once again into this house of God on another Sabbath day. And dear Lord, we desire to truly come into thy courts with thanksgiving for thy many, many mercies to us. Dear Lord, we are and have been favoured and blessed with many mercies. There's our daily needs supplied. There's our food and drink. There's our use of our natural faculties. There's comforts that abound. Lord, we do thank thee. Oh, and we do thank thee, dear Lord, for the house of God. We thank thee for the Lord's day. And we ask that it may prove to be indeed a special Lord's Day to us. Something we shall ever remember. Oh, to be able to say, "And the Lord met with me there on that day." Lord, do hear our prayer. Dear Lord, do help us, Lord, and bless us. Oh, we thank thee for thy beloved Son, Lord, whom thou didst send into this world and to save sinners. Oh, the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus, who humbled himself and came to this earth, and indeed suffered, bled, and died in the sinner's place, Romans dead. So, Lord, we do pray that souls here today may have some sweet hope, that their names abound recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood, to know that Jesus died to save their souls. Lord, we're asking, Lord Jesus, for some great things, but we are not asking anything that thou art not able to give and yet to grant. Lord, we cannot command it, neither, Lord, dare we demand it, but we do humbly plead for it, for thine own great namesake, thine honour, glory, and thy praise. Dear Lord, then, do be with us. Oh, we thank thee then for all the mercies we have. Lord, and thou knowest those that come here today, Lord, with thanksgiving in their hearts for various things, various ways that thou hast led and directed them in life's pathway, maybe in the week past, maybe over a period of years of time. Lord, we do acknowledge thy goodness. Personally, Lord, we thank thee that thou hast given, granted us, Lord, that help and strength to come. Lord, thou knowest there was great questions whether we would. Lord, thou hast made a way. Thou hast granted strength. The praise, Lord, belongs to thee. Dear Lord, and thou hast put it into the hearts of thy people to pray, Lord, that this poor man might come here. Lord, and those prayers are answered. We pray now that there may be no disappointment. Lord, that pray then that we may be found looking up and looking unto Jesus. Lord, we can speak, but Lord, it needs thee, Lord, to convey the words into the heart and to seal them there with the sweet power and unction of thy blessed Holy Spirit. Lord, we do pray then that thou put forth thy hand and bless thy word this day. Oh, that it may not return unto thee void, but it may accomplish that whereto thou art pleased to send it. Lord, do hear our prayer. Do help us. We bow, Lord, before thee, praying, dear Lord, that thou art then bless seeking souls, bless those that come with a true spiritual appetite. Oh Lord, what a mercy to have an appetite, a natural appetite, to go to our table to feel wanting to eat the food set before us. Lord, we come to thee, to thy house this day, to this service of thy house. Lord, that there may be some spiritual food for us, whereby we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, do help us. We pray then, Lord, that thou wilt bless. Pardon now every sin. Forgive every iniquity. Do wash, do cleanse. As in that precious fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Oh, as one said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains. May it be so, Lord. May thy name thus be honoured and glorified here at this day. We do lovingly commend, dear Lord, this cause of truth to thee. And we pray for them, Lord, to bless them together, to bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace. And do, Lord, do be very, very near. We pray, Lord, that thou remember each one. We think, Lord, particularly of our friends, the brethren here, the whole office, undertake for them and help them in all their concerns and responsibilities. And dear Lord, and we know full well they have great concern for each one that gathers. We pray, dear Lord, that their prayers may be heard and answered. And dear Lord, we do pray that thou would remember each and every one, Lord, present here this day. Lord, from the youngest to the eldest, Lord, thou knowest them. Thou knowest all their need. Dear Lord, why those of us that are older, Lord, we know, Lord, that it cannot be long at the longest. The greater part of our life is gone, Lord, and we know not what a day an hour may bring forth. Oh, to be ready, to be made right, to be found, washed and cleansed and clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. Lord, have our receipt stamped and marked paid in the Redeemer's blood. But then, dear Lord, there's others. There's some little ones, Lord, held in arms. We pray for them, Lord. Oh, do bless them. If thy will, Lord, they have many years yet before them. But, dear Lord, we do pray, Lord, that thou remember each and every one. Lord, there are those then in age and infirmity. There are those then carried in arms. And there's many more, Lord, in between. And we pray for them, Lord. Oh, that thou wilt bless them, Lord, and they may know that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. We do pray, Lord, that thou would grant them that true spirit of grace and of supplication, and that, dear Lord, they may know what it is to have and receive answers of peace. Lord, they may come to thee at that blessed mercy seat and pray that thou dost there commune with them. Oh, gracious Lord, do bless. We pray, Lord, that thou would remember the prodigals. There are those, Lord, in the family circles that have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, bring them back. Lord, bring them back. Oh, Lord, do speak to them. Go to them, Lord. Snatch them as brands from the burning. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou appear to them. Lord, we think of one of our own uncles years ago, now in glory. But oh, how they did meet him. Oh, there he was on the allotment, digging over the allotment on thy day. And thou didst say, and what doest thou here, Elijah? Oh, Lord, and change his heart from that day forward. Oh, Lord, if it please thee, Lord, that there may be those, Lord, that are undertaking the things of this poor dying world. Lord, do visit their souls even now. Speak to their souls. Snatch them as brands from the burning. Change their heart, renew their will, turn their feet to Zion's hill. Lord, do hear us. Oh, gracious Lord, do graciously work. We do pray for all those, Lord, those that come here with their afflictions and trials and difficulties. Undertake for them. Those that need thy healing hand. Others that may be, Lord, laid low, Lord, through circumstances. Those that need a door opened. Lord, remember them, appear for them. Oh, may thy goodness pass before them in the way. Oh, that they may know that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus the Lord. And we pray, dear Lord, for those that we think of others here and there. Lord, there may be, Lord, those that are afflicted in the mind. Dear Lord, do appear to them. Lord, pray thou have mercy upon them. Men might look at them and say they need to snap themselves out of it. Lord, they would if they could. Lord, they can't. They need thee, Lord, to touch their heart. They need thee to speak to their souls. They need thee to bless them indeed. Lord, then do a prayer. Pray for all, Lord, for those that undergo treatment. Lord, remember them, bless them, appear for them. Be very gracious, be very near. Lord, any that undergo operations. Oh, we think of little one here, Lord, that we are given to understand rightly, Lord, one to go in hospital tomorrow. Little one, we pray for him, Lord. Do appear, do bless. Dear Lord, do undertake. Do bless what is done to and for them. Lord, do remember for good. Hear then our prayer. And Lord, and oh, the anxiety for the parents, Lord, do support them. Graciously uphold. Hear then our prayers. Remember our nation. Govern those that govern us. Overturn the evil designs of wicked men. Lord, we pray thou would hold our Prime Minister in thy hand. Lord, that he may not be allowed to do those things that are against thy word, against thy ways, against thy will. Hear our prayer. Oh, but Lord, we do thank thee. Lord, that of late there's been those that have stood up in Parliament and spoken, Lord, of thee. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt bless and that others may be encouraged also to speak. There may be a gracious influence upon our House of Parliament, we do pray. Lord, we ask thee to mercifully hear our prayers. Help us. We thank thee then for all the mercies and kindness. We pray for forgiveness of every sin. We pray now thy help, the aid of thy Spirit. Pray the fulfilment of thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth to my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 804. Ye lambs of Christ's fold, ye weaklings in faith, who long to lay hold on life by his death, who fain would believe him, and in your best room would gladly receive him, but fear to presume. 804.
in dependence upon thee, Lord. For all needed help, we ask your very prayerful attention to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22. And I'll read verse 62 by way of text. Luke 22, verse 62. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. I haven't checked, but I think you'll find that of all the apostles, Peter is mentioned most throughout the Gospels. He was a very well-known character. And he was abundantly blessed in the first place, why he was called, yes, of the dear Lord Jesus. He was a fisherman, but the Lord called him by his grace and he followed the Lord Jesus. And he spoke some very wonderful things in his life and in the experiences that we read of here in the Word of God. Why, there was two occasions. One's found here in Matthew's Gospel, where he so confidently affirms who the dear Lord Jesus is. Simon Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Why, again in John's Gospel, we find that he was asked, or the disciples were asked, "Whom do men say that I am?" "Thou art the Christ, the Son." Yes, Lord, thou art the Christ. And he was asked, "Yes, will ye also go away?" And Peter says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." So we find Peter, yes. And why we find him at times, yes, you know, after the Lord had died and risen again, you find Peter very affectionate, do you not? Ask the question, "Lovest thou me?" "Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." "Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Dear soul, can I just put that question to you this morning? The word of the Lord Jesus, he said to Peter, does he say to you, "Lovest thou me?" How are you going to answer that, dear soul? How are you going to answer that? I leave you to answer it. Yeah. Yeah, but Peter, why, yes, times he was very impulsive, wasn't he? But then they come down to this, yeah, this sad, sad fall that Peter had. Where we have then this text this morning, the circumstances of it. Yes, dear soul, we find. You say there was quite a few steps, we put it like that, a few steps downward, that Peter was. Why? You know, here in Matthew's Gospel, we read how the Lord had told them here, oh yes, that he was going, and that Peter says here in Matthew's Gospel, Lord, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And the Lord said, this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Listen. And Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Listen. Likewise also said all the disciples. They were no different. Oh, yes. You know, this adversary of yours and mine, he knows our weakness. But, friends, the problem was with Peter. It was the same problem that David had when David fell. David was in a prayerless state. And Peter's in a prayerless state. He's very conceited. Self-conceit. He's full of boastfulness. Oh, friends, and yes, and yes, Peter's been abundantly blessed. Friends, and maybe some of you in here have been abundantly blessed. Well, let us take warning from Peter's life, from his example here. Yes, that we do not fall in the same way. Well, yes, poor Peter. He fell in this, full of boastfulness. I'll never do this. You know, friends, what does a hymn writer say? Grace, though the smallest, shall surely be tried. Oh, grace of the smallest shall surely be tried. What does the dear man say here to us, Peter, in his epistle here? Why, it's this, isn't it? He speaks of those things that the Lord has done to and for his people. And then he says, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith be more precious than gold that perisheth, though it tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory, the appearing of Christ Jesus. See, Peter's well equipped, well qualified to write these things. Boy, he's been in the fire. He's been through the furnace. Yes, and gold in the furnace tried ne'er loses aught but dross, and so is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. Yes, Peter lost a lot, did he not? Yes, he lost a lot in this deep trial that he had. We don't see a boastful Peter again. If need be, are in heaviness through manifold temptations. For sure, Peter was in heaviness, was he not? Because of these temptations that he was found in. Yes, another point, my friends, about being boastful. But Another point here, my friends, why the dear Lord Jesus, you see, he leaves these disciples, doesn't he? Oh, and he goes further and prays. And he comes back to these disciples. And what does he find them? These three, Peter, James and John. Yes. The three that had been invited into the home of Jairus' daughter, whom Jesus raised from the dead. The three that had been on the mountain of transfiguration and saw his glistening white, see a glorified Christ. Yeah, friends, and this is Peter. And this is Peter here, poor man. Yes, full of self-conceit, full of boastfulness. And now, why, when the Lord has gone to pray to his Father, and has warned him and the others, that the cock shall not crow, Peter, before thou deny me thrice. Well, it was now dark, you see, but Peter's gone to sleep. He wasn't on his watchtower. Oh, friends, are you? Am I? Oh, to be on our watchtowers. To see the danger coming. Why, the Lord speaks, does he not, in one of the parables of the good man, if he knew what hour the thief was coming, he would have stayed up. Yes. Oh, he says here, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Oh, we see our weakness, do we not? Our weakness. Yes, dear soul, you and I weak. Oh, we are. You know, and then there's another step. Why, it's found here in John's Gospel, and it's recorded here, is it not? Ah, yes. What did Peter do? By Simon Peter, you see, Luke doesn't tell us this, but John does. Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servants and cut off his right ear. And that servant was Malchus. Yeah. Friends, and you know, when there was here, they came. He's now being arrested, and here's Peter denying the Lord. And one of them said, yes, it's here in this chapter 18 of John's Gospel, verse 26. And one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, did not I see thee in the garden? Did not I see thee in the garden? You wielded a sword. You cut off my ear. Peter denied. Oh, friends. Oh, what what a character it are, and please don't misunderstand me. I'm not throwing any stones at Peter. I'm not throwing any stones at Peter. Yes, you know what the Lord said there to Peter. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. That was Peter's mercy. And that desire be your mercy and mine. That we're found in the intercessory prayer of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Well, there's another step. And now there's another. And that is, and Peter's following afar off. Peter's following afar off. Sinner. Dear soul. I won't say you're following afar off. I'll ask this question. How near are you following Christ? Oh, save it. No, I'm not following. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He says, the hymn writer says, by covenant transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. They're my sheep. I think it's in the Revelation. And they follow him whithersoever he goeth. Oh, yes. Back to John 10 then. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Follow him from Bethlehem to Bethany. That was the place where he ascended into heaven, into glory, after his resurrection from the dead. But there's all those places in between. There's all those places in between where the Lord's people follow him. Yes. I've got to come out with it. Matthew 3. The Lord Jesus, John, has come to John the Baptist and desired him to baptize him there in Jordan. John sees the need of Christ to baptize him. But Jesus' words to John were this: suffer it to be so now. And he baptized him. Following afar off. Sinner. Have you followed him in this ordinance of his house, at his command, at his bidding? How did you answer that question at the start this morning? Peter, lovest thou me? Why, you said quietly, humbly, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. That was the answer that came out of your heart, was it not, sinner? It didn't come out of your lips. I didn't hear it, but God heard it. Thou knowest, Lord, that I love thee. And he said, also this did our Lord Jesus. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Oh, following afar off. You know, man builds things around problems. Town centres are a cause of hold-ups. So man builds a bypass. Are you building a bypass around the ordinances of God's house? I'll get there, but I'm not going through that way. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Come, dear soul. Suffer it to be so now. Now. John didn't say, or Peter, or the Lord didn't say, rather, I'll come back again next week. Or I'll come back in a year's time. And he suffered him. And friends, I hadn't thought to say this, but this, you just think of the blessing that John had. I won't look it up, I go from my poor memory. But why, you see, he held Jesus in his arms, in his hands, and he submerged him beneath the river of Jordan. And he heard his voice. He heard a voice and he saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. I don't know if you ever notice this. I expect some of you have at least. But, I've seen sometimes, particularly the dove where you used to live. We had quite a few there around. And they came around, and as they would go to settle on a tree, a branch, so it seemed like they hovered there, a bit like, you might say, like a helicopter. They sit there, and then they come down. Yeah. And they come down. Friends. And John saw this, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God descending on Christ like a dove. I heard this voice. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I say, what a blessing John had. And that was because he conceded to the request of the Lord Jesus. And say, my soul,
why not for thee?
You see, these are, it's after. After you've done the will of God, ye shall inherit the promises. You want it before, but God hasn't promised you'll have it before. After ye have done the will of God, ye shall inherit the promises. Oh, friends, we must not be found dictating to God. What we must be found is being submissive to his heavenly mind and will. Just as John was. Just as John was. Ah, yes, but the word spoken wasn't spoken, it was spoken like this, dear soul, with divine power and unction of his Holy Spirit. Suffer it to be so now. Well, hadn't thought to spend so much time on that, following afar off. Oh, but they follow the Lord Jesus. Because of love. Love causes the deed to be done. Yes. I think it's 250, I'm not sure. Or as what the dear hymn writer says here, yes, has God a command to fulfil, which nature unto ward would shun, love brings to compliance the will and causes the deed to be done. From Jesus, the blessing must flow to creatures beneath and above. May he his good spirit bestow, and we shall do all things in love. So there's this, following afar off. Well, there's another step. Oh, and what a solemn a step this is. Boy, friends, it's found here. Oh, yes, again, back here in John's Gospel 18. And it reads like this in verse 18. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Yes. Evil association. Oh, friends, yes, evil associations. I think back to my early years in life. I had left school, I was working for a plumbing company. I look back at it now, and I would say that those whom I worked with were evil associations. Filth. That one word covers a lot, I know. But it was filth. Gutter stuff. And looking back at my life, now I wished 1,000 times I'd come out of that situation. And if there's one in here this morning that's in such a situation where those that you have to mix with in your daily calling, where it is indeed evil associations, where there's filth, immorality, oh, that is spoken of so lightly and glibly, yes, oh, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. You say, but yes, but it's my employment, it's my living. I shall have to find another job. Let me just quote this to you, dear soul. Them that honour me, I will honour. Yes, dear soul. You come out and you prove that divine faithfulness of Almighty God. Yes. Oh, instead of warming yourself. Ah, yes. Old fallen nature loves it. But the new man of grace abhors it. What was the words of Elijah to the children of Israel? Back here in the book of Kings, why they had, yes, they'd fallen down and worshipped gods of stone and silver and so on, had they not? And what does Elijah say to them? Why, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. I know I've said this here before, but it comes to mind again now. Why, back here in the book of Genesis, you have the account of, yes, it's here, Genesis 34. There's Dinah's daughter, Dinah the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob. And she went out to see the daughters of the land. She went out to see how the other, to put it into today's language, she went out to see how the other half lived. Well, dear soul, may you also see how the other half die. They die without any hope of glory. They live in sin. They die in sin. Yes. And so will you. And so will I. If we continue to live in sin. Oh, these evil associations. yes, we have to live in this world. But may we not be of this world. Oh, and these things are so solemn. But then there's this other point here, this open denial. Again, here in John's chapter 18, they said, therefore, thou art also one of his disciples. And he said, I'm not. Second time, the third time, Mark's gospel. And he denied with oaths and curses. Oh, yes. You children here, and young friends for that part, and old friends as well. You know, Matthew's gospel records this, something like this. And one came to him and he said, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Well, let your speech betray you of whose you are and whose you serve. Yes. Oh, this denial. Say that, well, we shan't deny like Peter, won't we? What about that hospital stay? Where's that Bible going to go? Is it going to go to the hospital? Is it going to be put in your bag? Is it going to be put there on the locker? Is it going to be taken out and read? One dear lady I know, she was in hospital and the lights had been turned out or turned down. She turned her little bedside light on. And somebody called out, called out her name. She's reading a love story. Yes, I am, she said. Let me read it to you. And she read to them a part of John chapter 14. Friends. Ashamed of Jesus, she wasn't. Would you? Would I? What about someone comes into the home? Some workman comes in to do a job. Yes. Oh, things got to be cleared if I am to do this and that. And where do we put the Bible? Totally, utterly out of sight. Ashamed of Jesus. What is it the dear hymn writer says to us here? Ah, ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, and oh, my hopes of heaven depend. No, when I blush, be this my shame, that I no more revere his name. Friend, we can deny the Lord in these ways. Yes. And because you and I may have had this experience and that experience, that will not, does not exclude us from the hours of temptation. The devil is a mighty foe. He dared tempt Christ. He didn't succeed, thankfully. Dear soul, and he tempts you and I. He tempts you and I. Well, we haven't got down to the text really, have we? Oh, yes. But you see, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Simon, Peter, yes, before the cock crow, thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Oh, friends, let us be on our watchtowers. These words of the Lord Jesus to Peter, friends, they apply to you and I as well. They do. It wasn't just Peter. It wasn't just Peter. Oh, friends. Oh, we slip. We fall. We stumble. We backslide. Well, I should have to leave it there for this morning. But you see, there's the text to try and speak of. To speak about. May the Lord help us so to do this evening.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £760, for which we are truly thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Tomorrow there will be a prayer meeting with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Seymour is expected to preach next Lord's Day and also address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 1084. Ah, wretched, vile, ungrateful heart, that can from Jesus thus depart, thus fond of trifles vainly rove, forgetful of a Saviour's love. 1084.
Thank you.
bless thy word. Pardon all amiss. Help us to speak to the children this afternoon and meet with us here tonight, and particularly around thy table. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ and the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.